This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your 2 free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
1 week down into the trial of Karen Reed, and a lot of questions, many, many questions to be asked about what happened that night. Did she do it? Did her saying, "I hit him," really have any sort of ground to it? Several of the first responders said that they heard her directly say it. Some of them said they heard it secondhand. Some say they didn't hear her say it. It's a lot of people, but a lot of people are saying the same thing. And it all comes back to, "I hit him." Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. I'm going to play a clip in just a moment about just that from many of those first responders talking about it. But first, I want to get your thoughts on this. If someone is at a crime scene or a scene of death or whatever it may be, if it's an accident, and they're saying, I did it, how likely is it that they didn't do it?
Well, we would assume that a normal person in a normal situation, sober, if they made a statement like that, that they knew what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. However, if the person was not sober at the time, and if they had recently been in a blackout state from using so much alcohol, we would have to look at this in that context. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I think there are doubts about, you know, the kinds of things that come out of people's mouths when they're drunk, when they're upset, when they're freaking out and agitated. I think looking at it in the context, that can raise questions about what was really going on in their mind. Were they just talking about a worse fear?
Mm-hmm.
Or were they speculating? And,
yeah,
you know, at this point, I don't think we're sure.
Yeah. Well, let's take a listen to some of these first responders. And I should correct, because I know people are very finicky on every single word in this case. It is, "I hit him," not "I did it." So I just want to correct myself there so the hate mail can stop. Here is that clip of those first responders.
Ms. Reed was visibly upset. She kept saying, "This is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this." And she was very hysterical. And she kept asking, he's dead. Is he dead? Is he dead?
You never once heard her say, I did it, correct?
I did not.
You never once heard her say, it's my fault, correct?
I did not.
You never once heard her say, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him, correct?
I did not.
As I was ventilating, I was able to ask, did anybody see anything? Did anybody, what happened? And there was one individual that replied several times, I hit him, I hit him.
She just repeated the phrase over and over again, I hit him, I hit him.
At no point in time did you ever hear her say, I hit him, I hit him, I hit him, correct?
Correct.
Do you recall specifically what, if anything, that person said?
All I recall her saying was, is he alive?
When I asked her if there had been any significant trauma that happened before this.
What, if anything, did she say?
So she said, I hit him. She repeated it. There was a woman standing across from her who I believe at that point said, you're hysterical, you need to calm down, you're hysterical. She repeated, I hit him.
So a lot of people going with the very same story of I hit him or I did it or this is my fault, and lots of people interpreting it in different ways. And keep in mind, we're talking now more than 2 years after the crime actually took place or the accident took place, whatever it is. And yeah, I mean, people in kind of a chaotic, like fog of war type situation, I think could easily have slightly different interpretations. What was your reaction to what you just saw?
Very much. Yeah, very much. People are in different positions at the scene at different moments, at different times. They hear different things. And we all misremember, you know, even at our best, mm-hmm. we can misremember things. And this far down the road, people may be hearing differently because they were at a different, you know, different part of the scene at the time, but they may have been there in a different mental state and have been thinking about it since then and remembering it differently since mm-hmm. then. But I think really in this situation, alcohol is the perpetrator.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, even if the person is saying, I did it, I hit him, whatever, if they were in a blackout, they don't know what they did.
Yeah.
And clearly she was driving in a blackout that night. So she can't really know what happened.
That's true. And if she's, I suppose, you know, tone is also somewhat at play here too. I did it. Yeah. I did it. I mean, I could hear it both ways. If, you know, she's right. sitting there at the crime scene and the investigators right. or the first responders are going, what happened here? Did you do this? I right. did it. I mean, there's a lot of ways that can be taken, which just makes this all the more confusing.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.